rebound by number 44, Marlette. Excuse me, that's number 10, Anthony Cabot. Schaub in the lane, goes up, and he is a foul. The foul will be against number 44, Harbor Beach, Andrew Steeman, who seemed to be directly behind the cylinder, even though that's not a call in high school. It is an NCAA. As the first against Andrew Steeman, same number 5, Brad Schaub, to the line for 2. Schaub has 2, now check back 3 points of the night. It's now 11-9, Marlette coming back. A couple substitutions for Harbor Beach. That'd be Callum Cook and Josh Schalke, replacing Brandon Oswald and Jonathan Kraft. In for Marlette is number 12, Jacob Bowman. 2:56 left in the first. Second free throw for Schaub is good. He's 2 for 2 for 4 points on the night. 2:50 left in the first. It's a 1-point game. Harbor Beach hanging on 11-10. Into the right elbow to Seaman, being guarded closely by Reagan. Feeds it down to the low post to Kraft underneath the defense. Out to Josh Shelkey, right at the timeline. 2:30 left, 2:35 in fact. Over to Aaron Ginther for 3 from the left wing. It's up, and no good rebound. Jackson from our left. He's a big time down there in Point Athletic. Ball Jackson with the ball now to Schaub. Out of his deep dribbles right down to the baseline from the right side. Gives a little bit of post work and goes into the layup, and it's good. Brad Schaub now with 6 of the 12 points for Marlette, and they have the first lead of the night. With Marlette 12, Harbor Beach 11.
Brad Schaub really had some giddy up to his step also.
Here, Andrew Steeman drives right into the lane, goes up for the floater, and this one's good. And Harbor Beach gets back with a 1-point lead. Steeman with 4, it's 13-12, Harbor Beach. Jackson at the left wing, feeds into a wide open Reagan. Harbor Beach switch, except no one switched down to Reagan, and he was wide open underneath the hoop. Reagan with 6 points gives the lead back to Marlette. That's the third lead change tonight. Ginther dribbles into the left elbow, picks it up, kicks it out to Kraft for 3. Yes! Eli Kraft with the second 3 of the night. Game time reach a 2-point lead, 16-14. Schaub drives right into the lane, wide open for the layup, and he went 90 feet on that one. And now we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout here. Ron Rubel wants to talk things over. Brad Schaub has literally been driving right into the lane as it feels Aaron Kraft against Michigan State on Sunday. And now we're all tied up at 16 apiece.
Let me tell you, that guy has a real quick step to the hoop. This is the first time I've seen him play ever, actually. And he's a junior. We haven't seen him play Marlette in 2 years anyway. But, my golly, I mean, he wastes no time whatsoever in getting that ball to the hoop. And what that's going to do, that's going to collapse the Harbor Beach defense and then watch the kickouts and the three-point shots coming off after that.
A full house here in Harbor Beach, Michigan on a cold and blustery night to be. Tied at 16 with a minute 25 left against Marlette Red Raiders. Marlette, of course, in first place in the Greater Thumb East at 9-0. Harbor Beach at 8-1. With his win tonight, Marlette would clinch the outright title. Harbor Beach could at least nearly guarantee a share. Ginther drives the lane from the left elbow. This one's good. Nice looking move there for Aaron Ginther. He has 6. Harbor Beach coming out with about a three-quarter press. Allen Cook against Schaub. Schaub much taller. Allen Cook is no higher than 5'11". Now a minute left in the first. 18-16. Harbor Beach lead. For 3 from the right corner. Number 21, Matt Chappell. This one's good. Gives the lead back to Marlette, 19-18. 50 seconds left. Andrew Steeman at the free throw line for the jumper. This one, no good. Rebound, Callan Cook, still loose. And we have a whistle. This looks like it could be the first team foul on Marlette. Callan Cook went up for the rebound, and he was pushed right at the last second. The first team foul on Marlette, who goes against number 21. The man who just hit the 3, Matt Chappell. Aaron Ginther into the left corner to Eli Kraft, being guarded by number 12, Jacob Bowman. He came off the bench, as well as number 21, Matt Chappell. Josh Shelkey in the game. Over to Aaron Ginther, top of the key to Cook. A loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball here. Nope. Allen Cook kicks it out to Eli Kraft. 28 seconds left. Aaron Ginther has it in the corner. Goes back out to top of the key to Andrew Steeman. Steeman with the ball, and Ron Rubel calling for 1 shot. 19 seconds left. Aaron Ginther being guarded by about 10 feet. By Chappell, now over to Shelby. 12 seconds left. Now they're trying to get it to Eli Kraft, and he has it. 10 seconds going. over to Aaron Ginther. Andrew Seaman drives into the lane, goes up to the left. He's blocked from behind by Schaub, and that is going to be the end of the first quarter with a score.
With a score, Marlette leading by one at 19-18. Holy cow, hang on to your seat, folks. We got three quarters to go in Harbor Beach. Marlette 19, Harbor Beach 18. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need. Because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Marlette 19, Harbor Beach 18. We'll be sure to grab your hands on the hottest ticket in town, the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival Raffle. First prize goes home with a minimum of $2,500 and all just for a $5 donation. Part of the 2013 Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, July 10th through the 14th. Marlette gets the ball to start the second quarter. Jackson over to Schaub on the right wing. Nice pick by Chappell. Schaub goes into the lane, picks up his dribble, takes the jump shot. Off the mark, rebound Eli Kraft. Here come the Pirates. And they try to feed it to Colin Cook on the left block, and it goes right out of bounds. Marlette ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, right to left across their radio. 7:45 left in the second, 19-18 Marlette leads. So far already, we've had 7 lead changes and 1 tie.
I don't know how both teams are going to keep this pace. Both teams are shooting 57%, both at 8 field goals for 14 attempts.
Schaub goes in for the floater, gets his own rebound after the miss, puts up second one. And he nearly got the third rebound, except it was an over-the-back over Andrew Seaman. And they actually put it on number 4. Quell Jackson gets called with the foul, his first, and Marlette second. Harbor Beach ball, left to right across her radio. Eli Kraft top of the key, being guarded by a distance from number 11, Zach Cady. Erbel fired up, yelling out orders to his team, trailing by one. Aaron Ginther goes down the baseline for the shot, and he gets fouled on the way up with a block. And Aaron Ginther going to the line for 2 shots. Fouls on number 21 of Marlette, Matt Chappell. That's his second foul. So at the line shooting 2 is Aaron Ginther. 7:07 left in the second quarter. Aaron Ginther's first free throw's up and good, and we have a tied game. Game and 19 apiece. So number 22 for Marlette checks in for Matt Chappell. That would be Matt Klein.
You know, Marlette is working with 10 less fouls, too.
That is true. Both teams with a rather short bench. 7:05 left in the second. Second free throw, no good from Aaron Ginther. Tied at 19 apiece. Schaub against Cook. Dribbling to his right at the wing. Takes it down to the baseline at the opposite block. To Katie, now back to the top, 2:22. Klein now to Schaub at the right elbow. Skip pass over to left wing for Katie for 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound Reagan. And Reagan with the reverse. Micah goes up for the shot. He has 8 points and ties Schaub for the team high so far. It's 21-19. Marlette leads by 2. Seaman for 3 from the right wing. No good. Rebound still loose. And finally, Reagan brings it in. And into the hands of Katie, back to Schaub, and here come the Red Raiders. High intensity from both sides tonight.
I'll tell you, Reagan right now is the X factor. He's in game on the hand right now. He's controlling the boards.
Girl sits on the line before this one. Bounces on. Goes in. And our last four. Paul Jackson for one. And for this lay on the other end of game transition. Early even saw the basket for 5:55 on the second, 23-21. Marlette leads by 2. Jackson feeds it to left, full block to Jack. Katie. And Gibbon was there to tip away, and then Katie tipped him up. And he had a foul Merlet.
Last play would it be flying the penalty?